Good morning. We're learning Chayodim, Hilchos Tefillin, Klal Yud Gimel. We're holding in Siman Hey, and we left off with a person wearing Tefillin Chol HaMoed, so he's not making a bracha. So according to the Ramah, the minhag is to put on Tefillin and make a bracha during Chol HaMoed. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he accepted the decision of the Zohar not to wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berura says it's a Safek Mitzvah D'oraisa. So the appropriate thing to do is to wear Tefillin Chol HaMoed and make a condition. If you're chayav in the mitzvah, you will do it for the purpose of a mitzvah. And if not, you will not. You're wearing it just as an adornment, not as a mitzvah purpose. And that's clear in the Gemara, that even though the problem of wearing tefillin is because it's an ois, it's a conflict with the ois of Shabbos or Yom Tov, but a person's not wearing tefillin for the mitzvah purposes, it's not considered a conflict. So Mishnah Berurah says, I have a great solution. I can not have the Zohar's problem and fulfill the possibility of Machiev. So Mishnah Berurah passes that a person should wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. But he says that a person can't wear tefillin Chol HaMoed with a bracha, because you're not sure that you're putting it on the Shei Mitzvah. How can you make a bracha? Possibly it's a bracha Levatola. So a person does not make a bracha. So in our context, the question is now, may he speak between his tefillin Shel Yad and his tefillin Shel Rosh, since he's not making a bracha, and the problem is because of the bracha Shein Tzricha. So in this situation, there's no bracha Shein Tzricha. You're not adding an extra bracha, you're not making any brachas at all. So he says, even so, a person should not speak. Why is that? Because when the Torah talks about the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, in one place, and the Parsha's boy, it says, V'hoi l'cha l'os ayotcha l'zikaroi merinecha. And it will be singular for you as an ois on your hands and a zikaron between your eyes. So Chazal see the word v'hoya in the singular, the verb in the pasuk, as opposed to the other psukim, which talk about the idea of being kosher on your hands and being on your rosh. Over here, the language is one act of just being for the shayad and the shorosh together. So we understand the pasuk is indicating that there's one act of havaya, one act of bringing them to a state of being for both of them. It's one act of havaya, so in some sense they are considered one mitzvah, one process, and you should have one act of putting them on for both. So a person will be speaking in between. It's like dividing it into two different acts. And when he would not fulfill the concept of that pasuk of b'hoya, it will be singular. Not they will be, but it will be for you as a ois on your hand and as a zikaron in your eyes. Now, what about if it's the issue over here is answering the menyei shomer rab? So the chayalim continues and says, "Afilu lanus amen yeshmer rab ukedusha." So what's the lacha? So b'chol in a regular weekday where you're making a bracha, vari osur, that's still osur. The garm bracha shein tzricha, because he still is creating this extra bracha. So he does not answer. But what about Chol HaMoed, or a person who puts on tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam? They don't make a bracha. And as they're putting on, they hear kedusha or they hear kaddish. Do they answer or not? I feel b'Chol HaMoed yesh osur. So the Chayyim says, even a Chol HaMoed, which there's no bracha, but the concept of a hoya should be one act of havaya, is that how the Torah describes the act of putting it on. So you do not interrupt, even for a menyei shomer rab. But that is seems to be the decision of the Chayyim. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that during Chol HaMoed, where a person is not making a bracha, in that situation, a person would, for the purpose of a mitzvah, a menyei shomer rab, a person would answer, but a person should try not to be in that situation and try to finish the putting on before he gets into that situation. She shouldn't have to be mafsik between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh and Chol HaMoed, or Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, etc. Now, that he says, if he did interrupt, he has to make another bracha. A person who always makes a bracha on the Shel Rosh. So then, in a situation where he spoke, he has to say, Al Shel Rosh Levad, Lohaniach Begamal Mitzvah. So you say both brachas on the Shel Rosh alone. People who normally only make Rak al Shayad, Sarach Levorach, Kashiach al Shel Rosh, Al Mitzvah. Okay, so that's what you're going to, that's what you're causing. So don't do this. So what should you yes do? The person is putting on tefillin, he hears the Min Yishrei Rabba. So he says, "Lachen Yishtak V'Yichavu L'Men Yishrei Rabba, L'Shmar Amen Yishrei Rabba, and Kedusha." The person should pause and listen to the Kedusha, pause and listen to the Amen Yishrei Rabba, not speak. So we'll argue this idea of Shemaya Ka'ina by hearing it as if you said it. So I will fulfill my mitzvah to say it by listening. But it's not considered an interruption because I didn't speak. But that halacha that you would listen and be mechavein, really it preferably should be to this somebody who's being moed to you, the person that not having kavanah to be moed to you. Since it's the Rabbanan, maybe you could be yotzei anyway, but preferably if you want to, if you have somebody to listen to who could be moed to you with the Men Yishrei Rabba or with the Kedusha, I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei, and I'm holding middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so the halacha is if they get to Kedusha, I stop and listen. But Moshe says you have to listen to the Chazan, because the Chazan is there to be moed to everybody. By definition, that's his purpose. Or somebody who has been designated beforehand to have in mind to be moed to you. But you cannot hint to the person anyway that during Shemoneh Esrei that he should be moed to you. So, I mean, Yishrei Rabba and Kedusha should be said. You should listen to somebody who's having a mind to be moed to you. Something which is for tefillin purposes, you should not speak. But if it's a tzarach tefillin, the person needs to speak. He's allowed to speak, as opposed to for any other purpose. Have a good morning.